brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. And joining us right now is Alex Jones to give us his take on all this late breaking news. Alex, how are you, sir?
Jason, I appreciate you sitting in for me. I take off a few times a year and take my children down to the Texas beach to build sandcastles. And part of this week is just such a thing, but I've been chomping at the bit, seeing all the news and watching President Bush's little speech this morning about energy that I wanted to call in about that, and then listening to you earlier today on the show talking about the Oklahoma resolution, which was I was aware they'd introduced a few months ago. I wasn't aware that they'd passed. And then also I heard you talking about how, and I've actually read this morning myself, they're now saying the governor's mansion is politically motivated. That means they're going to say it is terrorism. And so coming up after the break, I want to comment on Bush's three-part energy plan for just one segment. But in this segment, I might as well go ahead and comment first off on the governor's mansion. For those around the country, we've written key articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because we're in Austin. There is a huge construction fence that's 10 feet tall around it. Then there is an 8 to 10 foot, depending on which area, around the governor's mansion, wrought iron fence with spiked stars on the top of it. There were motion sensors all around the property and 35-plus cameras on top of that, plus the sheriff's department across the street, plus the wheelhouse, as they call it, a garrisoned building of state police, which they admit state police are in. The state police lied about calling in 911 themselves when they hadn't, calling the fire department. Turned out they just didn't call. It took 18 minutes. We interviewed the guy when we went down there who did, Alfonso, who did make the call. And so the whole thing is very, very suspicious. How did somebody climb over two fences, set a fire, and get out undetected when normally I've been out there at night videotaping it for films or bullhorning, and they come up and confront us? So that when we say inside job, it means the government did it, the state or federal government, the BATF's investigating it. They're the folks that covered up Oklahoma City. They're the people that covered up Waco. With Oklahoma City, it looks like they're the ones that planted the bombs. They're the ones that covered up 9/11 both times when the feds cooked the bomb and trained the driver in 93 with the World Trade Center. So they are the consummate cover-up artists, and I've been down there videotaping the BATF. You were down there with me, Jason, and there was all this media, but they pointed us out and stopped having a meeting they were having outside the gates and ran back in pointing at our cameras. They seemed to recognize us out of a sea of 10 or 15 other, there's a whole bunch of other news trucks and news agencies. You couldn't tell how many because they were swarming around. But the point is, it was at least 20 reporters out there, I would guess from probably 10, 15 different agencies, different news groups. But they pointed us out and noticed we were videotaping them from 50 yards away, pointed right at me, and then went back inside to have their discussion. So it's an inside job. I mean, either it's an employee or somebody with access, a contractor who did it, who acted alone for political reasons, 99% chance, or it's the government. And we don't know, but we said that if they came out and claimed some lone patriot did it, and now they've got to crack down on, you know, anti-NAFTA superhighway people or anti-toll road people, oh, my God, you've got to be for the toll roads now. You've got to be for the tens of billions of dollars sucked out of Texans and the NAFTA superhighway, or you're for firebombing. So we predicted a few weeks ago when it happened, day one, that they would go ahead and say this, and they'll have some mental patient that they'll produce. If it's a patsy, they've always got a mental background. They'll have a bunch of people in their family that work for the state. Or they will try to frame somebody and burn their house down and kill them inside. Or they'll just kind of leave it hanging out there saying they believe it's a militia group or something. But that's the bottom line there. Burmes, what do you think?
Absolutely. I think that they're going to try to say it was white Al-Qaeda, Alex, or say it was some kind of patriot group. I feel like they'd want to set you up. I mean, it's terrible. They're saying it was somebody who was politically motivated. They're saying it could be a terrorist. You know, God knows what they're actually going to put out in their final report. But they say they have a tape of the guy, too, but they're not putting it out. It's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Be back after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones is on the line. And, Alex, this is another thing that I talked about yesterday, and we have a man on the ground. They're doing urban warfare drills right now in Denver, Colorado, in preparation for the DNC. Literally separate types of black helicopters, military, former military, all working with the police, and Jonathan from We Are Change Colorado apparently got like 8 hours of footage, and he's going to be sending it out to us. But they're literally training to put us in detention centers for the DNC, Alex.
Well, listen, it's not my opinion that we have the declassified government documents, PDD 25, PDD 51, going back decades. I've been to urban warfare training drills. The military admits they're training to take our guns, break our families up, and put us in forced labor camps. I have all the mainstream news articles where in federal prisons they already make you work. They force you to, or they do pain compliance and strap you in torture chairs for days, the equivalent of, you know, hanging you from the dungeon ceiling with chains. It's all being done. It's all incrementally being phased in. We got footage in Swansboro, North Carolina, back in 2000, of Marines running real checkpoints, pulling citizens out of cars. Totally illegal, totally criminal. It's been a huge, covert, secret plan. Now they're training the military, the police. The drills get bigger and bigger. They just had a military martial law takeover drill with live checkpoints all over Indianapolis, Indiana, and surrounding areas with 2,000-plus Marines and over 1,000 handlers with them. They're having the martial law drills, of course, in Denver. They've done two top-off drills there in the last 5 years, putting people in the sports stadiums, rounding them up, sound cannons, microwave guns. Meanwhile, 6 months before the Oklahoma City bombing, where the feds carried out the attacks, now completely come out that the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the white supremacist compound. Andreas Grossmeyer was CIA commanding the facility. McVeigh had been, quote, sheet-dipped out of special forces, told people, told Larry Nichols and others in sworn affidavits, you know, that he was part of a secret government program, that they were going to bomb the building basically to get more security. And, of course, then he was set up and drugged until he was executed. Just as we knew, you had the most famous mind control doctor, Jolyon West, in the MKUltra hearings in 77, was his doctor until the day he died a few years ago in Terre Haute, Indiana. And then, of course, he was, Mr. West died finally last year, Jolyon West. Folks, this is real. Everything I just said is admitted. Do you understand it's admitted that that Israel attacked the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt? Now NSA declassified. The Israeli pilots told the truth 5 years ago. It's declassified that the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. All these things we brought out are now admitted. The U.S. is going into tyranny receivership. Now, I briefly wanted to get into Oklahoma passing this resolution. Ladies and gentlemen, Arizona almost passed one 6 years ago because of Senator Karen Johnson. She saw my film, Police State 2000, and went and got it, tried to get it passed. Oklahoma did pass a resolution against the UN, against gun control, against the North American Union in late 2004. And it said that if Clinton continued what he was doing, they were going to pull out of the Union. And so the feds bombed them 6 months later on April 19th, 1995. Oklahoma has done the right thing again, and I would look for the feds to go ahead and savagely bomb them or bomb somewhere nearby. This is how they operate. You know, to teach them to love the abusers, to teach them to love the masters, to learn learn how to love the tyrants. And so it's very, very exciting that that resolution has passed. Also, the week before 9/11, I had members of the legislature of New Hampshire and heads of some of their largest cities on. They were instituting Article 10, Clause 10, right to revolt, because their state constitution was set up right when the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights, well, the Declaration of Independence was in 1776, but right when that was codified into the Bill of Rights many years later. And so they have the, quote, right to revolt. We all have that, but it's stated it's their right to viciously, savagely, militarily attack the government if it tries to take any of their basic liberties, and that the state government and the city governments have the right to vote and pull out. They were scheduled to vote September 13th. But I'm not saying that's why the bombings took place, the attacks of 9/11, 2001. The point is that was happening there. Arizona's close to doing it. Other states are close to doing it. Look, the government, new polls are out. 82% are against the war from 75% 2 years ago. 99% in major polls are against the NAFTA superhighway expansion. We've got 70-plus percent of the troops against it, 91% against open borders. Everybody is against what's happening, but we're all isolated, balkanized, broken up. We have to come together now and get really serious, really motivated to wake up our fellow Americans that don't know what's happening. But Canada's going into receivership. Australia's going into receivership. Europe is going into receivership. Just last week, they shot down the European Union, gobbling up Ireland. And what did Barroso say the day after, Friday? He said, we're going to go ahead and go forward with it. See, they're criminals. It doesn't matter. They do what they want. That's why they're setting up death squads, militarizing the police, brainwashing them. The only group they've got on their side, partially, is the police, because they're used to shoving the slaves around. They've been trained it's for their own good, that they're protecting society instead of helping destroy it. All of this is a trap. It's like an anglerfish has a little fishing lure on the front of his nose that he can move around and has a little glowing light on the end. They throw the drugs out. It's an anglerfish. We bite, they suck us into their private prisons. They are an anglerfish. They throw terrorism out there. We bite on it. They take our liberties. They gobble us up. They engineer the energy crisis, and perhaps now for the next 6-7 minutes I should get into that, and then I'm going to let you get back to what you were doing, Burmese.
All right, sounds good. And the Headline at the New York Times is Bush will seek to end offshore drilling oil drilling ban.
Okay, well, I'm here at the little Texas beach looking out at oil rigs everywhere. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. 36 that I can just see on the horizon. I can see what 10 of them are actually drilling right now. The rest are kept or wells connected, natural gas wells or oil pipeline wells that have already been drilled. This is one of the sectors in front of Port Aransas, Texas, where they, quote, allow it. Now, let me just take Bush's plan, perhaps Prison Planet or InfoWars, into a story on this. Let me just state what Bush said he's going to do, and then Burmese go through what he's really going to do. It may take one more segment, okay?
You got it.
Okay. Again, I was just going to try to take off 4 or 5 days with the family, but I'm sitting there watching Bush's live press conference about 3 hours ago. And I called up Jason and I said, I need to come on my own show because we need to break down what's happening here. Now, this is the facts for the public. Now, remember, listeners, you know the facts, but your neighbors, your friends, your family don't. Bush gave fake reasons for the crisis. I watched Barack Obama and Al Gore Monday night with that crazy-looking governor from Michigan, Granholm or whatever her name is, give all their fake reasons. So I want to walk through this because you are the only group, because of Lindsey Williams and the oil company executives, the petroleum geologists and the oil company documents and the lawsuits that have happened and the documents we've got and the fact that we've written scores of articles about the subject, and we at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on this radio show, we have talked to all the experts, plus my whole family, almost all my family works in oil, as petroleum geologists, as plant managers, as plant heads, as roughnecks. I've even got some family that, you know, got some little oil patches in their property. So at every level of it, I have understanding of it. So what I'm telling you is the absolute verifiable fact. Okay, let's walk through it. And Jason, jump anytime you want.
How's
my cell phone here?
It sounds good. It sounds good. You haven't been breaking up at all.
Okay, it's better than when I was at Bilderberg doing it.
Much better, sir.
Okay, again, folks, I apologize. I've taken off this week as my kids start begging me not to go to work in the morning, grabbing my leg. They never see me anymore. I've got to take some time off. But here I am feeling guilty. Everybody's telling me to take off. Let me just break this down for everybody listening here. You know, it's so clear when I'm sitting there watching and all the points I want to make and then getting on air and making them was another thing because there's so many facets to the lies. And I know people have also been pre-programmed to the lies. Where it's basically impossible for me to even be able to cover every facet because I know the preconditioned cognitive dissonant program triggers they've got to every point I'm about to make. Okay. Bush got up and he said today, A, he's going to open the Gulf of Mexico up to exploration and that it can't be blocked. Basically, after a 60-day permitting. B, he then said that he wanted to open up only a few thousand acres of ANWR in the northern slope of Alaska. And then, of course, C, he said, open up permitting for more refineries on a 60-day permitting issue. Now, let me just go through all three of the facts concerning that, and then when we come back, I can finish up with Barack Obama and his disgusting Al Gore endorsement for total socialism and total taxation. Okay?
You got it.
Number one, you can look at maps of this online at the federal government, at the Energy Department website. They'll let you know where oil drilling is allowed. And we can cover that when we get back.
That's right, folks. We're going to be covering the oil crisis, the artificial oil crisis they're trying to put out there, so they can make more profits on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmese with Alex Jones. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is where you're going to find all the info, folks. We'll be back after this.
I'm going to leave you.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex. Alex is with us, though, to discuss the energy non-crisis. Bush wants to drill everywhere, folks, so his cronies can make more money and they can control us further. Alex?
Yeah, let me break down the basic facts here. Bush is a puppet. He runs nothing. They use the fake environmentalist as the excuse, as the front for why there is, these incredible oil prices. Number one, almost all of the Gulf of Mexico is off-limits to U.S. companies. Bush doesn't have to wait for Congress to take the restriction off, for him to take the restriction off. The first thing Bush did, I mean, literally within 2 days of being in office, the first thing was he took tens of thousands of square miles that the U.S. had claimed as its oil reserve and gave it to Pemex, gave it to Mexico as part of a sweetheart deal. And Mexico's been drilling the living daylights out of it. Okay, there's another 670-something square mile patch off the coast, about 200 miles out off the coast of Louisiana. That thing's got more than Anwar does in it. So when you hear him say, oh, we're going to take the restriction off, and then it cuts back to CNN and they say, yeah, but that'll take years to develop, they could have done this decades ago. It is being developed. It's sold to other countries. They decide. It's an oligopoly. The oil companies get together with OPEC and others, and they make these deals to create artificial scarcity. Now, then he moved on to Alaska. One field at Anwar and Prudhoe Bay has more discoverable oil than in all of Saudi Arabia, and it's light crude. It's not sweet like it is in Saudi Arabia, but it's light, meaning very easy to refine, only a couple steps. Light crude comes out very, very pure compared to what you call crude oil, stuff we think of as being black. Okay, and then, of course, you have the best stuff, the sweet crude that's almost ready to be put in your tank with just minimal refining. That's why Saudi Arabia is so important. Now, so that's a complete fraud, a complete scam. It's a political football. They've been doing this since 1980, throwing the football back and forth, talking about never drilling in Alaska. And, yes, the animal, the caribou population has gone up. There's no hurting the environment. They literally cap these wells. They drill the wells, cap them, and put the pipeline in later. Totally clean, absolutely amazing. But 80-plus percent, depending on which year you look at, of the oil out of Anwar goes one place, and that's Asia. We only get about 15 to 20%, depending on the year. It varies, but never more than 20 on the west coast of the United States. They only have one pipeline coming into the U.S. They could build five more in just a year. They could put them in so fast it would make your head spin, but it isn't going to happen. They can even pump more out of the few fields they've opened up, but those are all capped. That was done by the oil companies. Now, then Bush got into building more refineries. The only new refinery being built is an expansion of one in Texas by Marathon Energy, which is a smaller oil company. Marathon, they are the, and I've even got family that works with them. I'll just leave it at that. That's the only. Now here's the deal. In 95 and 96, the Big Ten met. AP sued to get the documents in 2000. We wrote articles about it in the last 4 years as oil went up. It is an absolute, undeniable fact that 200 plus, 220 something, you can look it up, 200 plus refineries were bought in 96. 97, 98 to 2000, and they shut them down. They shut them down. The oil companies say, not a conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, they said there's too much oil in the U.S., too many wildcatters are drilling, they're going to keep the price down because they don't have total police state here. They do in Saudi Arabia. It is government-controlled in Alaska, where it's 90% plus government owned. What is it, 92% owned of government land, state and federal in Alaska. But in Texas and Oklahoma and Dakotas and all over, they don't have total control. But they do over the refining, where there's not refining capacity, so there's thousands of capped wells in East Texas alone because there's no refineries that can take it because they're all at over-refining, and now we're shipping in millions of barrels of refined gas. Not oil, gasoline each day from huge refineries in Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Venezuela, and other places. And environmentalists, they have no controls there. They dump it all right in the ocean, you idiots. That's why all this Kyoto stuff is such bull. Even if you believe it's all true, moving it to China and India means we'll have an increase in pollution instead of here where we have all these controls. So there are the facts. Bush talks about letting them build refineries. They don't want to build refineries. They'll come in. If anybody tries to build a refinery, they'll come in and buy it up. So that's the bottom line fact. Burmese, when we get back, I am going to, just in a few minutes, tell you about, that's the phony right-wing paradigm. I'll tell you about how the environmentalists are going to come in on the back of that with more control from the New World Order.
You hear it here first, folks. Alex Jones breaking it down, the truth. You know where you can find the truth? Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this at the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live. And brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
All right, folks, we're back at the Alex Jones Show, and before we shoot back to Alex, I just want to remind everybody, if you want to support this program, become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. It's like 15 cents a day, tons of great movies on there, all of Alex Jones' documentary films. And coming to the InfoWar this July 4th, the 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising will be available. An amazing picture, cinema verite, unlike anything you've ever seen from Alex Jones before, with confrontations of David Rockefeller, Michael Bloomberg, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and many more tyrants, as well as interviews with George Carlin, Martin Sheen, Jesse Ventura, Rosie O'Donnell, and Willie Nelson. All right, let's get back to Alex. Alex, why don't you break down the other side for us, the left side, if you will, of this this issue?
Absolutely, Jason. You know, I'm going to let you back to the main show. It's just that this is so important. We should do a basic article on InfoWars or Prison Planet, you know, just headline, The Facts of the Energy Crisis. Now, the globalists are worried about liberty. They're worried about new technologies. They're worried about all this. So that's why they're coming with all this, quote, government funding. Government's always blocked a lot of new technologies. But now they're claiming that, you know, their global tax is tied to all this. They're saying, well, you've got to, you know, go with our environmental movement, and it all sounds very reasonable. Hey, we're going to create new jobs with all this. Hey, we're going to clean up the earth. Hey, you know, they tack on a bunch of other stuff that's good, but then at the end of the road, their solution is buying carbon credits and cap and trade credits from the private central banks. It is making them the government. That's what all this is about. It is about making them the government. And to just see Al Gore, introducing Barack Obama and saying he's our savior, as if all this isn't bad enough, and all of our industry moving to China and India and Mexico isn't bad enough, we're now going to have taxes and regulation and home inspectors and livestock inspectors and farm and ranch inspectors. They're talking about millions and millions of new government jobs harassing, haranguing, micromanaging our everyday lives. We're now shifting into an economy of total micromanagement and control. That will then accelerate the final jobs we had left even faster into the third world. So this is what's happening. And it's in all their own documents. Richard N. Haas and the CFR, the Club of Rome, the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club. I've been to the Smart Growth conferences, and they have all these well-meaning people. I mean, I hardly ever watch television, but being on a few days vacation, I've been watching a bunch of television, and it's just all environmental propaganda. It's all environmental manipulation. It's all environmental programming. But it has nothing to do with environmentalism. It has to do with control and regulation. Coming in and taking control of every facet of our lives. So I know the listeners all understand this, but the general public does not. This is feudalism. This is serfdom. This is control. And Bush, the Democrats, are going to football it back and forth, you know, with all these false reasons of the environment and taxes and, well, you can't put these systems in soon enough. And it's, unless the people discover why all this is happening, it's only going to get worse. Jason, I'll talk more about it when I'm back live on Sunday, and I'll probably call into the show again tomorrow. God bless you, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Alex. That's Alex Jones, folks, a real hero, and I just want to thank him for giving me the opportunity to host the show while he's away. Before we go back to your calls, yesterday I reported on the fact that, well, they're chipping some students. They're not actually putting the chips in the students, but in a Rhode Island school, they're actually chipping their backpacks. I think it's something like 80 kids are going to have their backpacks chipped. Well, I got a couple emails from some teachers, and they were just like, look, everything you're talking about in the schools is real. There's cameras everywhere. The police that are in the schools now are out of control. Well, I've only watched the clip. I don't know what the audio entails. But I'm watching this horrific clip from MSNBC where this cop slams this 16-year-old kid's head into a brick wall. I'm pretty sure it's either brick or cement. It's inside of the school. Into the wall and just puts him down. 16-year-old kid, jackboot cop. Let's play it. Let's play the old clip scan hutch.
Take a look at this. A Michigan police officer caught on tape slamming a teenager's head into a wall. He knocked out three of the young man's teeth. It happened after the 16-year-old was arrested for violating rules at a transit center. You also see the 16-year-old being dragged across the floor. The officer is suspended without pay. An investigation found the officer used excessive force, but concluded that the teen's injuries were, quote, unintentional.
Unintentional. Let me just slam your face into a wall. Break your teeth. It's okay. I'm above the law. There's not going to be any assault charges filed against me. I've got a badge. I've got a gun. Bow down. It's unreal. And it's only going to get worse. The police are only going to get more out of control. Yesterday, on the TV show, I showed you some new jackboot T-shirts with the mustached police officer and his belt. You know, throwing out the scumbags. He's a scumbag stopper. It's unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. But people buy into that nonsense. They think that these people are here to help. They're not here to help. They're here to go on egotistical power trips. All right, we're going to go to callers in a second. But before we do that, we have some sponsors to thank. Again, they also make this show possible. Our biggest sponsor is eFoods Direct. The only sure thing about the future is there is no sure thing. Storing food for your family is one of the most prudent actions you can take. No one knows what can or will affect the functioning of society or food distribution. With stored food, you eliminate the worry. eFoods Direct is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the United States. These are the experts. Be prepared and give eFoods Direct a call at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633, or click on the huge banner at the very top of Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. www.MichiganPoliceOfficerCaught.com. All right, let's jump to some callers. Let's go to Chris in Florida. He's been holding. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I wanted to comment on the addresses that were made to AIPAC by first McCain, and then was followed Obama, then last, but least relevant was Hillary, of course. And Barack Obama seemed to be the most pro-Israel out of them all. He suggested that we should be able to transfer our military technology to Israel with the same ease as we would a NATO nation. And I would like to bring to his attention the fact that we have given to Israel, and they used on Lebanon in 2006, cluster bombs that explode with hundreds of bomblets. The UN Mine Action Coordination Center found hundreds of unexploded U.S. munitions in 249 locations just south of the Litani River in Lebanon. And then we're also giving Israel the GBU-28 precision-guided bomb, bunker buster, 5,000 pounds of explosives, depleted uranium warhead.
Well, it shouldn't be any kind of a shock that we arm Israel relentlessly. I mean, even Jimmy Carter a couple of months ago came out and said, look at all the weaponry that Israel is allowed to have.
And these cluster bombs Reagan had a problem with, and also Israel, of course, jeopardized our relations, our military relations with the State Department when at least twice that I've found they've tried to sell Harpy killer drones to China, who supposedly is an ally of Iran, as well as F-14 parts. And despite the fact that, you know, AIPAC itself has been caught spying on us three times.
Well, didn't they just get caught spying on us again? Didn't another guy who was connected to Jonathan Pollard just get arrested last month? There was one in 2004, I believe. There's, of course, the infamous Israeli spy ring that was exposed after 9/11 in around December of 2001. And then I believe it was in 2004 they caught the first guy who was connected with Pollard. And then I want to say about a month ago they caught another guy that was connected with Pollard, right?
I'm not familiar with that. But,
well, Jonathan
Pollard
was the one who was convicted in the 90s of spying against the United States. And I know in 2004 they caught another one that was connected to him. And I want to say about a month ago they did catch yet another Israeli spy in this country.
Well, that's good news, and that should gain more publicity. Of course, all these other spying incidents have not. Mm-hmm. All the, like I said, McCain, Hillary, and Obama all mentioned that they had spent some time with these poor Israelis who had been attacked by the Hezbollah, and yet they don't mention that we are providing much more deadly, terrible war crimes, munitions, you know, these cluster bombs to the Israelis, and they're using them indiscriminately, and of course they're being found unexploded. The M-26 artillery rockets is what I was talking about. These anti-personnel weapons that spray bomblets have been found in many areas of southern Lebanon. Of course, there's the USS Liberty, where they tried to bring us into the attack Egypt, and there's just so many instances where Israel, well, we're not treating them quite as an ally, because they're arming helping arm our enemies.
Well, I think that they're just another arm of this globalist empire. We love Israel. I mean, seriously, I mean, they're our stronghold in the Middle East, even though we now have Afghanistan and Iraq. We set up Israel, you know, I mean, this was set up by European powers, and, you know, we can all debate, quote unquote, who the Zionists are and what the real motivation of Israel is. But yeah, they're bad people, man. I'm down with it. I mean, they're killing innocent civilians. They're armed to the teeth. They seem to be going against United States interests. But then again, people within our own government are constantly going against U.S. interests. They're not foreign by the people, man. They're foreign by the globalists. Let's jump to Mike in New York. Mike, you still there?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, doing a great job, man, filling in.
Thanks, bro.
The thing I was thinking about the last couple of days, and it kind of makes me laugh, shock jock radio, Don Imus,
okay,
lost his job,
mm-hmm,
you know, and this guy, you know, makes an open call, you know, for the death of Mark Dice.
Oh, well, that's not Don Imus. That is Reagan, Michael Reagan.
No, I'm saying Don Imus. You remember not too long ago back, he made...
Oh, yeah, when he lost his job on MSNBC for his nappy-headed hose comment.
Yeah, he made some stupid comments. That guy loses his job for that.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, this guy calls for the death of somebody and nothing happens.
Well, let's keep the pressure on him. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm still pretty upset that
did anybody think about that? You know?
Yeah. Well, we reported on it yesterday, and we actually gave out the number where you could call Roberts, who is the president of the network. And I believe you go to markdice.com. You can go check out all that stuff, his email addresses, the number. But we just got to keep putting pressure on him to fire him. They're hoping this goes away. You know, they don't want this to get national media attention. And the media doesn't really want to give it national attention because, as far as I know, this is the first time that a radio show host has called for the death of an American citizen and said he would pay for the bullets. Don't you agree, Mike?
Yeah, it's insane. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane, man. Thanks for the call. Let's jump to James in Florida. James, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's poppin'?
Listen, at 12 o'clock today, I just happened to be going to the store, and I heard, like, a helicopter. We've been having a lot of helicopter activity in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So I look up, and I see 5 military helicopters, 3 troop transports, and 2 Apaches heading towards Fort Myers Beach. So I call up the local news people, and I ask them, hey, what's going on? And they say, well, the president's going to be in town on Friday, so you must have seen him in Naples. I said, no, this is Fort Myers, and I just saw him about 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, that's kind of strange. We'll go ahead and we'll look into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never know what kind of drills they're running. It's just like I said yesterday. Black helicopters do exist. They've existed for quite some time. Every time I hear somebody go, well, that's black helicopter stuff, I can't help but snicker and think to myself, well, does that mean you're copping to it's true? I mean, we had a Hollywood movie called Black Hawk Down. How many years ago? We know black helicopters are in this country. Right now in Denver, they're openly doing urban warfare training with Apaches and other black helicopters. You know, you
right.
just saw some black helicopters. They have unmarked helicopters. They are now part of the urban warfare training against the American people. People need to wake up, all right? There's a reason that there's been this transformation in the uniforms and the markings on things. It's so there's no accountability. It's so that you can't point out a unit and say, all right, that's the unit from the U.S. Army or the U.S. Marines or the U.S. National Guard. You just see dudes in black uniforms. You don't know what, you know, unit they're from. I mean, when I saw that in Road to Tyranny for the first time, I believe I saw it around 2002, maybe early 2003. And I saw that they were working with, I think it was Croatian soldiers or Serbian soldiers, I'm not sure, but they were taking over a little public library, and everybody had black masks on, and they were putting off flashbangers. And I'm thinking to myself, why are they doing this? It's for anonymity. It's so when they go and round you up, if you happen to survive or you want a redress of grievances, you've got no one to put those grievances against. And I would just keep pressing them. I'd be like, look, why are there Apaches around? Is there a drill going on? Call up Fort Myers. I mean, we got to keep pressing forward. If you find out any other info, please email it to us at aaron@infowars.com. I thank you for the call, James. All right, let's jump to yet another caller. Let's go to Ken in California. Ken, are you there?
Hello, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
I'm hanging in there. I had a novel idea. I was listening to you and Mr. Jones speaking, and I'm wondering, as American citizens, since each state is a sovereign state in its own right and has its own constitution, why can't we as the people of each state charge our federal government with treason to our federal constitution?
I think we can. I don't know what...
Why don't we? I mean, why can't all these movements see the government loves division? I mean, you see it firsthand every day. And they've got enough division going on. Why don't the people just stand up and say, hey, enough already?
I'll tell you why. Because as soon as you organize like that and you do pose a real threat, it makes it awful easy for COINTELPRO to come in. Now, I'm not saying that means let's not organize, let's not push forward. I'm just pointing out, as soon as you centralize all the patriot movement, it's going to be a lot easier for them to stick in someone who's going to seem legitimate at first, just like in the 9/11 truth movement. They're going to come on, they're going to say all the right things, and then just like in the 9/11 truth movement, instead of saying things like space beams or no planes hit the towers, they're going to say we need to violently overthrow our leaders. It's going to turn from a peaceful initiative where we put out a resolution for secession, just like these people in Oklahoma did, to people calling for the hanging and murders of public officials. You watch.
Well, I don't think we're quite there yet, really. I mean, but what I'm thinking, you know, my whole thing is our whole, and I agree with Alex Jones on this. 1776 is the answer to like the Patriot Act and all these bad laws. That is, we are the people. What we need to do is prosecute and convict the federal criminals that have violated and voided the Constitution of this once great nation, and the charge should simply be high treason and violations of the oath of office, counterfeiting of currency from 1913 to present, violations of the U.S. Constitution, you know, for instance, the Bill of Rights, Article I through X, and there's too many others, you know, we don't have enough time.
Well, yeah, I'm with you. Right now, I see an opportunity with Kucinich's 35 articles of impeachment. I mean, you just talked about the Federal Reserve banking system. Surely we can't get rid of the Bush administration for that. I do see the problem with that. Ultimately, you know, it is the banking system that enslaves us, and that's why I was such a huge fan, and still am, of Ron Paul. A lot of people couldn't get behind him because he wasn't pro 9/11 truth movement, or he didn't say what everybody wanted to say. He was going after the root of the problem. He's going after the money masters. You know, so I think we all have a separate place. I thank you for the call. We're going to take calls on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. Then at the top of the hour, we're going to have a big talk about chemtrails with Rosalind Peterson. I'm really looking forward to that. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming.
There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
We fired one.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman. I'm going to be filling in this week. Alex is going to check in with us again tomorrow. Checked in with us earlier. Remember, if you miss any of the four-hour broadcast, Infowars.com restreams the entire 4 hours for free. And if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, the last hour is in video, so you get to see my pretty little face as I rant and rave for about an hour. I want to thank yet another one of our sponsors, because, again, without the sponsors, folks, this show is just not possible. We all know that stress weakens your mind, inhibiting your ability to focus on the things that truly matter. Fight back with Enerfood. Practically every one of us up here is addicted to this stuff. And for all the best reasons, Enerfood is nature's 100% all-natural organic superfood with no GMOs, fillers, or sweeteners, just 20 power-packed ingredients that will sharpen your mind and give you the energy you need. You get everything you need for less than a dollar a day. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. Or go to Infowars.com and click on the big old banner. The number to call is 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. All right, let's jump through a couple callers before we have the big chemtrail discussion. I'm actually pretty interested in that. You know, I know they're there. I know that this woman doesn't refer to them as chemtrails. I think she refers to them as weather modification tools. It is California Skywatch's Rosalind Peterson, and she'll be on momentarily. Let's jump to another caller. Let's take Betty. Betty, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jason. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to hear that you, and I've got to commend you and Alex Jones for putting this out over the Internet. What I wanted to tell you was that movie Jericho in 24, I used to watch it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I believed in what they had on there. It was showing what the government can do. Now, what I want to share with you is here in North Carolina, they got this new system now where when you go to go get your driver's license or your ID card, that you have to prove, give them your marriage license, your birth certificate, your Social Security card, and proof of residency.
And isn't that, what's that, the 7 points that they want from you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, I have that problem in New York, too, sometimes. And luckily, I know a couple people at the DMV. I feel like if I already have a license, the fact that I'm walking in there with a New York State license should be enough. They shouldn't need 7 more points. But it's this total surveillance society. For instance, I went to Bank of America last week. Now, I had a $1,000 money order. Okay, from Bank of America to Bank of America, I walk into Bank of America, I give them my ID card, my New York State driver's license, and they ask me if I have a second form of identification. And I say, sure, you know, I've got my medical card here, I've got my AFTF card here. No, we need a credit card or we need a bank card. And I'm like, well, I don't subscribe to those programs, you know. I don't need a bank taking care of my money, and I don't need to be in credit debt. And they're like, well, we can't do anything for you. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And it was just this whole fiasco. I had to have Corey go down to the Bank of America in New York. They had to give me a phone number to call. I had to go back in. I had to talk to two tellers. They had to call up. It's total and complete enslavement. They want as much as they can get from you. I thank you for the call, Betty. Yeah, that's the society we live in. Those are the times. They want it all to enslave us. The Alex Jones Show will be back with Rosalind Peterson after this. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.